Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is crushing candy getting boring? Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right. Just finished up on Monday's show. And, I'm basically look over notes and see what we didn't get to. And we briefly touched on it being Will Ferrell's birthday today. He's 51 years old. What's Will Ferrell's funniest movie? Around the room, in your mind, Will Ferrell's funniest movie. Which one you watch and laugh the most? Because for me, it's either... Okay, I'm not going to pick two. No one can pick two. You have to pick one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Anchorman.
Okay.
Because I think I laughed more the first time and then all the times through Anchorman. Now, Step Brothers, I liked, but then I loved later on. But Anchorman is my number one answer. That's the funniest Will Ferrell movie. Amy?
Elf.
Oh, that's a good one, Amy. I forgot about Elf.
That's his biggest movie. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, I forgot about it, though. That's a good one.
Funniest movies, Elf. Now, Eddie?
Anchorman. Yeah. I have to go with Anchorman.
Lunchbox?
Easy. I put him on the map. Old school.
That's a good one. It comes on TBS. I'll watch it still.
My boy Blue.
Yeah. Morgan, number two?
Elf.
Elf?
Yeah.
Well, the girls like the happy, like, Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And we like the pervy movies.
Yeah, I mean, that's typical.
We like naked Will Ferrell. Let's see.
I do like that part, though, in Elf when he's in the bathroom. He's singing, Baby, it's cold outside. And she doesn't know he's in the bathroom and he's just singing. Remember that part?
I haven't memorized Elf. I've seen it a few times.
Oh, that's my favorite part ever. I love it.
With New Girl?
Yeah, Zooey Deschanel's in the shower just singing, I really can't stay.
But she's singing it.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah. I do know that, yeah. Yeah.
That makes me laugh.
I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Will Ferrell turns 51 today. Here, I'll give you a quote. See if you can hit the movie. Morgan, number two. If you ain't first, you're last.
Ooh, Talladega Nights.
That is correct. Lunchbox. I'm in a glass case of emotion.
I'm in a glass case of emotion. Anchorman.
That's correct. Did you know that one, Eddie?
Yeah, I did.
Did we just become best friends?
Step Brothers.
That's right. Amy, I just like to smile. Smiley's my favorite.
Oh, Elf.
Okay, Morgan, number two. It's a tough one. Hansel. He's so hot right now.
Ooh,
Oh.
Oh. Anchorman 2?
No. Zoolander, which is funny.
Oh, that's right. He's in that.
He is. Not the main character.
Nope.
Lunchbox. I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. Blades of Glory.
No.
Good movie.
Anchorman. Yeah, Anchorman. Because he's like, I know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Is that one or two?
I don't know. One, okay. Probably. I feel like two was pretty good.
I don't even think I saw two.
But listen, the sequels rarely. The only sequel I know that's better is my second book.
Is that right? I wonder why.
Yeah, see? No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Eddie.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Oh! I'm going to do Anchorman.
No, it's Blades of Glory. Also, do you know what I know that from? Is the Kanye Jay-Z song, Paris.
Does he say that's it in
there? That starts off, with that clip from that movie.
Really?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. And it goes, dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. All right. Amy, Ma, the meatloaf.
Ma, the meatloaf.
Yeah.
Oh, Step Brothers?
Nah, Wedding Crashers.
Oh.
We stayed on like three movies. We didn't even venture out.
We kept answering the same three movies.
Elf.
Anchorman.
What's happening? Everybody good?
Good, man.
Yeah. What do you want? You want to just get to the show or no?
I don't know. You tell us.
I don't know. I mean, I'm tired. Just because.
Oh, is that it?
I slept with the air conditioner on. I got a cold because I haven't had air conditioned forever. And then I was traveling all weekend. And so I took a nap yesterday and it totally threw off my sleeping game.
Oh, you napped.
I got home and had nothing to do.
Yeah, so you take a nap.
I flew in at like noon and I was like, what do I do? I don't have anything to do. What is there to do? So there's nothing to do.
Did you watch the World Cup?
No. I didn't watch 1 second
you
of the World
Cup. Don't care at all.
No. I don't think TV ever turned on. France, they did win, yeah.
Yes.
Spoiler I don't think my alert. TV ever turned on. And I'm not a soccer hater guy. I just didn't grow up with soccer. I didn't grow up with hockey. And I think if there was a local soccer team, I'd probably get into soccer.
There
more.
Is one.
America?
No. There's a Nashville local soccer team.
I went.
Team.
They didn't score any goals.
Oh, so you didn't like it?
It's just
they
running.
They turned you off.
All they did was watching sprints the whole time. I just watched guys sprint down the... And so... I don't know enough about it, so I need to see goals. I don't know the strategy of it, so I need to see balls going. So I can go, yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with hockey. I've gotten to hockey a bit because the Nashville Predators are where we live, and they got good, so you start to care a little bit.
Yeah, we're a hockey town.
But in Arkansas, you don't have hockey or soccer. I mean, I guess you do, but I went to a really poor school. We definitely didn't have hockey, and we didn't play soccer. So we didn't have a baseball field. We had to go play another school's baseball field.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So I'm not a soccer hater, but I don't know anything about it, so I don't watch it. What am I going to do?
Because a lot of people are watching the World Cup.
A lot. It set tremendous ratings right
now. And having World Cup parties.
Can you imagine if America was in it, though? Like,
oh, yeah.
No, we'd go crazy.
Are we guaranteed to be in it next year or next World Cup?
Are you ever guaranteed to be in it?
When you're the host country.
Yeah, are we the host country again?
No.
Ever?
No. We should be the host country every time. Yeah. We're in it every time.
Exactly.
In 8 years, it's us, Mexico, and Canada hosting, and they have not decided how they're going to do the automatic bid.
Ah.
All-star team of all three.
That would be amazing.
Because Canada sucks. They're going to be worse than we are at soccer, right?
Yeah, they're never in the
good.
World Cup.
Like, we're bad. They're worse. Mexico's good. So we just combine a super team.
Love it.
I'm into that. All right. Man, I don't want to get the games in Mexico.
Like, you wouldn't go to a Mexican game?
No.
Like in Mexico City?
No.
Dude, I went to a game there. I saw the Cowboys. It was a Monday night football game, Dallas Cowboys and the Raiders, and they were throwing...
What, you went to Mexico City?
In Mexico?
In Mexico City when I was like a kid, and they were throwing pee.
What do you mean?
Bottles, in water bottles.
Wait, what?
And they're like, that's a thing. That's what they do here. It's kind of a joke, and everyone thinks it's funny. I'm like, that's not funny.
You pee?
People were peeing in bottles and throwing them from the top down. And it was landing on people, and people were like, oh, they got it. And the people in the other stadium would be like laughing, like, that's really funny, they got you.
So
and
that's the bird poop of what the
that's their
Mexicans, like, bird poop is on ULF.
Same thing.
It's gross, but I'm like, you get hit with the bird poop.
You get hit by the pee in the bottle, they laugh. It's crazy. It was quite the experience.
My question. Do you show up with the pee bottled, or do you pee up there?
No, you just go with your bottles, and then when you have to pee, you pee in it, you throw it, and everyone laughs.
What a terrible funny
it's
thing.
It's crazy, man.
Of all the funny things, that's one of the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk later in the show about juvenile things that we still think are funny, and some callers called in. Another thing that people laugh at a lot that they shouldn't is people when they fall down.
It's kind of funny, though.
I know.
And what about when waiters drop like a dishes?
I don't.
And the whole restaurant claps.
I waited tables for too long.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable for the person. The thing is, nobody cares either. I wrote in my book, I spilled a whole tray on a person once. I still remember what his face looked like.
So you remembered it?
Yeah, and he was super nice to me. I spilled a whole tray on him.
Guys, that's crazy. For the rest of your life, you might remember that.
I wrote in my book now. That wrote a story about how he like showed me grace. He gave me a big tip, wrote a note. Was like, hey, man, this is going to happen. Don't worry about it. Spilled drinks. Oh, I remember spilling a Mountain Dew all over him. Food, the whole thing. Terrible. Blech.
What about toilet paper in a house?
Hilarious. You
still
do it.
Still funny?
Well, I haven't seen it in a long time. Because things we used to do as kids now are crimes. Like I mentioned mooning later in the show. I can't moon somebody anymore.
No. You go.
As soon as my scroty comes out.
I think you're on the list if you do that.
Yes.
You're what?
A scroty.
Yeah. Amy. What, Amy? What's your question?
I didn't know what he was saying at first, but now I get it. No need to repeat.
Okay. Well, because if you moon, you bend over as a dude.
Mm-hmm.
See more.
Not just your buttocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to moon. We would drive up beside cars and I'd moon them.
It's never funny, man.
Come on.
It's not funny.
You push your butt up against the window.
It's not funny.
I haven't done it since I was like 14. But why are you laughing right now?
It's because it's ridiculous. It's not funny.
You never thought mooning was funny?
No, and I never did it. I've never mooned.
I get that it's not, it may not be funny, but it's not funny.
Okay, like, Amy, maybe the point.
Yeah, I mean, you may not die laughing, but then you're like,
You've never mooned someone in your
never.
Life?
Never. No,
oh
I just could
gosh.
Never get to the point of pulling my pants down. I couldn't do it.
Were you embarrassed?
Yeah, I don't want to pull my pants down.
Mm. Well, I got pulled over from mooning people on the highway.
Was it you or the girl?
Well, the intern.
Yeah.
You were driving?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she mooned. Remember we sent, I don't know if you're on the show yet, Dan. This is early. There was the hurricane and we sent a bunch of relief stuff. And Lunchbox drove the U-Haul truck of relief stuff down to the coast.
Oh, you were doing nice work. Good.
Yeah, we
work.
Were stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic with people going back in. And so we were just like, man, you started mooning people. So she started mooning people and we got pulled over and, oh yeah. And in high school, what you do is you pull up next to someone, you honk, and they look, and the person in the backseat's mooning them. Hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny too. Not anymore. It's not worth the risk.
What was the conversation like with a cop? Like, what did they tell you?
They thought you like had her trapped, huh?
Yeah. Well, they thought she was a girl that you
prostitute?
Pick up on the street. Yeah.
Oh.
They said, "What's her name?" And I said, "Intern Angela." They said, "What's her last name?" I said, "Intern Angela."
That's not a good look.
And they're like, "Where'd you pick her up at?" I was like, at the station. Like, I was like, "She works with me." He goes, "How long has she been riding with you?" And I was like, 3.5 hours? And then he goes up and asks her, you know, how do you know him? And, I mean, I didn't know her last name. That's pretty awkward.
It's weird that she was doing the mooning.
Yeah.
You don't hear a lot of female mooners.
She's wild.
No.
But wild.
Was that her idea or yours?
Probably both ours. We were bored.
Both ours. You know what that means? That means his.
Totally.
Yeah.
Both ours.
But we both thought it was so funny.
I'm bored. Will you moon people?
Well, listen. We're in the truck.
You're an intern. All the new interns have to moon people with me at one point.
Oh, boy.
Initiation.
I'm bored.
I'm bored. So, yeah.
Well. I mean, the radio didn't work. I mean, we were stuck in traffic, so might as well moon.
Amy, anything you want to say? Amy's in Austin, Texas right now, doing the show from the studio there. Anything you want to say, Amy?
Oh, obviously, I just hope everybody has a great day.
Howdy, girl. Eddie?
Oh, you know what? I saw National Treasure last night with the kids. I hadn't seen that one in a while. It's a good movie.
It is good, huh?
Yeah, it's on Netflix if you guys are bored.
And Nick Cage, pretty good.
It's actually a really good movie.
Yeah, he had his heyday.
No. I'm going to try out what Lunchbox does when he's bored.
Oh, moon people?
Get someone in my
get someone in.
Yeah, I watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, finished that whole series.
I read an article saying that it was like not good anymore or something, or it's over, or...
That's the difference.
Yeah, there was an article that said like it's lost everything that it ever had and it's over.
Well, so Jerry Seinfeld, it's basically a talk show.
Yeah.
Where he drives around and just talks to comedian friends. They get some coffee and they talk. And it's usually pretty interesting. They drive around probably for like 6 hours and cut it to 15 minutes. There were a couple slower episodes. And Netflix has it now, so it's bigger and shinier. It used to be on Crackle.
Mm.
And he used to just do it out of the love of it. Now it's a production a bit. There were some slow ones, but it's, okay. I like it.
It's probably some just guy trying to be critical about it.
Yeah, listen, you produce anything good, someone's going to find a reason to say it's bad.
Yeah.
Or anything big, someone's going to find a reason. You're going to have some. It's also, you know, a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
Someone wants to give an immediate reaction that's a little opposite of what everybody else is saying.
Well, I fell for it.
Mm.
I didn't even really read it. I was just like, dang.
Guess I'm not watching
it. Man, Coffee and Cars, it's over.
Yeah. Good run.
Right.
Have you ever seen any of it?
I saw one with Kramer from Seinfeld. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't think he was actually on the coffee part, though, right? Wasn't they just sitting in office?
No, they picked him up. He picked him up, and then they went to go visit someone. They went stop at people's houses.
No, you're right then. They're all up there. Even season one. It's a good show, if you like that kind of thing. What do I have to say? Everybody in Massachusetts, thank you for coming out. If you came out to the show, I'll be in Biloxi. I'm playing the old casino this week, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The old Golden Nugget.
You guys want to give Mike D some money so he can gamble?
What you mean?
Yeah, Lunchbox and Red. Last time we did that.
Last time. We
won money and he never gave it to us.
That's not true. He did eventually give it to us.
Yeah, like 6 months later. Because he forgot that he had to cash in chips.
Mike D never gambled before.
No, never gambled.
So he brought us the chips. Nice. Good move.
Yeah. I'll be in Biloxi. Mike D will be there too. That one's sold out. I think Bakersfield and Little Rock are about the only shows that aren't sold out quite yet. And they just opened that Little Rock theater up. So, BobbyBonesComedy.com if you want to come to a show. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Here we go. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Good morning, and welcome back to another week of the big show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Southwest Airlines will stop serving peanuts, period, to protect allergic passengers. What do you guys think about this?
Yeah, I mean, you're in a tiny space way up in the sky. If there's just a real issue, I mean, talking life or death for some people.
You're with it. You eat lunch?
I'm against it. Like, why are we going to start changing everything because 1 in a million people has a peanut allergy?
No, it's not 1 in a million. It's actually a lot.
They've been serving peanuts for how many years, and we've never had a problem with it, but now, all of a sudden, we're going to get rid of them because a couple people complain.
Well, I've been on a couple flights where they've said we can't have any peanuts on this one.
I've too.
Yeah, so.
Right, that's fine. If they're on that flight, but they're just going to stop no matter what, just in case.
Can I just say this?
Come on.
They're peanuts.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Like, maybe that's why I don't care. I don't care about peanuts.
I like peanuts, but I don't have to have peanuts on the
floor. Yeah, they'll still give
us snacks. As a matter of fact, I kind of like peanuts. The only reason is we associate it with. So I fly Southwest a lot for work. Do you know this past week I did an interview? I'm going to be in the Southwest magazine.
What? On the airplane when I get on there, I'm going to see
that's
you
amazing.
In the magazine?
I'm going to be featured, yeah.
Wow. I know you do a lot of cool stuff, dude, but that might be the coolest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, like you've made it when...
They're cutting peanuts out from that.
You don't think this is a way for them to kind of like save money, but they're blaming it on peanut
allergies? No, because they'll still do pretzels or something. They're still going to do a
snack. Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to start complaining about salt. And
do
pretzels
have
salt.
Oh, my gosh. You can't...
It's not the same thing.
Never mind. You can't argue with him.
You can't, right. Everybody good?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie?
Too short. Yeah. I've been saying that about everything, though. Vacations and weekends. Too short,
you have a great job. Why is it too short?
I'm just kidding.
It's the same amount as it is every time.
I know. It's just like, oh, man, too short.
Just went by fast.
Sunday just came by too quick.
Lunchbox?
Yep.
Do you look forward to coming back to work?
No.
What? You guys...
We have the greatest job.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
And like you say, we could have it way worse. We can have real jobs and working on the highway and construction. But no, this is a really great job, and we should be grateful.
A super stressful job.
But you don't really care?
Nah. I'd rather be on the weekend all the time. More days off would be better.
So like you just don't want to work?
No, I don't mind working, but you can always use more days off.
Do you like this job?
Sometimes.
What's a percentage that you like it?
45%.
Wow.
So 55% you don't like it.
Right.
Why?
I'm treated terribly here.
Huh? What's wrong?
Just everything.
Why don't
you
get a complaint box?
Yeah.
And fill it up.
Oh, I do. I email, but I mean, I never hear anything back.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Amen.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. It's a good week ahead.
People are like driving now to their real jobs.
They're
like grinding it out and they're like, shut.
I know. All right. Well, here we go. Ray, you like the job?
Yeah.
You do? I mean, Ray has the worst
He's
hours.
He's got a smile on his face right now.
Yeah. No, yeah. I thought about it. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. I love this job. I could not love it anymore. Like, love it.
Yeah.
Come
on. Lunchbox, you're good at this job.
Oh, no, I never said I wasn't good at it.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Just wanted to maybe. Tell you something positive.
Neither.
Get it up to 50%.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A group of rescue firefighters saved a horse that was stuck in a bog. ASPCA officer Leanne Honus was not able to lead the horse out of the mud. It was too thick. Horse couldn't move. So she called on the North Yorkshire Fire Department. So what happened was they sedated the horse, and they used slings and boards and pulled the horse out of the mud. And then basically, you know how you take a hospital and you put it on the gurney or whatever it is there?
Yeah, the bed.
What do you call it, the bed they put them on when they're laying? What's it called?
Stretcher.
Like a stretcher.
Okay, now I'm following you.
They put them on the horse stretcher. They walked them out of the mud. There you go. There's the ICU. Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. In airline news, 33 passengers were hospitalized after a Ryanair flight took a sudden plunge in the air. It also lost cabin pressure. Everybody had to put on oxygen masks, and the flight made an emergency landing. Luckily, everybody is okay now. In other news, it's Amazon Prime Day. Just head over to Amazon. Sales start at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, and they go all the way until tomorrow night. And finally, in sports, congrats to France. They won the World Cup. They beat Croatia in soccer 4-2.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Stores all across the country are banning moist money because it's so hot. People are coming in with money. Yeah.
That's gross.
Would you ban the money, though?
No.
Shop owners and clerks around the U.S. are saying no to cash that's stored in people's bras, underwears, socks, as summer temperatures are in full swing. And you're talking about people in Houston. It's like, I can't even grab the money because it's just drenched in sweat. They're posting signs at counters that say things like, hey, please. And some of them are like, hey, I don't want your sweaty money.
Yeah.
What do you think about this lunchbox? Would you take the money?
I take the money is money, folks. Like, I don't care. And if someone has it in their bra, I want that money even more. Hey, what up? It's kind of funny when a woman reaches in there and says, it's a good storage place. Why would you turn away money?
I mean, it is gross, huh?
Yeah. And it probably makes all the bills stick, so it's hard to count.
Yeah.
Just trying to
the build fact that angle. That it must really be an epidemic if they're putting signs up saying we don't want your money. Bobby Bones, come on. Amy, what channel is that Very Cavallari show on?
E.
Is it E? Okay. So it's Kristen Cavallari from The Hills. You used to watch that name or no?
Yeah, Hills, Laguna Beach, watched it all.
That was your thing back in the day.
Oh, totally.
So there's a show, and Raymundo wants to review it. He watches weird TV stuff. Hey, Raymundo.
Yeah.
So you watched this Very Cavallari?
Yeah. It was. They had the first episode. Actually, now they've had two, probably. And it's awesome. It is all about Nashville. If you guys want to see some scenes and stuff where you live, they got a brand new store they're opening. She's dating a football player, and he's funny.
No, she's married to Jake Collins. Oh, yeah, with kids.
And anyways, it is the inside
did
insight.
Did you watch the show?
I did. Yeah. It was awesome.
Go ahead.
They have an $8 million mansion in the hills, and they just, like, operate this business. And I don't even know if Jay Cutler's going to be in the NFL anymore, but he's just like, yeah, I was just looking at deer footage today. And she's like, okay, will you help me with the business? He's like, if I feel like it. Like, he is just totally not even into the show. I think sometimes he doesn't even know the cameras are on.
So Kristen Cavallari's best friend on the show, Kelly.
Yeah.
The dark-haired girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's like one of Amy's best friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? They filmed so much in Nashville. I guarantee you Bones is going to be on this show.
I shot for 2 days on this show.
Yeah!
Hold on. I shot for 2 days on this show.
Wow!
Yeah.
And then they cut me.
No!
They cut all of me out of it. Did you know they cut me?
Here's the deal. It's sensitive. When did the news get delivered that you got cut? Because Kelly was...
Oh, like three weeks ago.
Okay. Because she didn't know that right away when you had got cut that you got cut. And then she was nervous about, did I tell him? And then you said something on the show one day about how you were going to be on a reality show coming up. And so then I sent her a note. I said, hey, like, have you had that talk with Bobby yet? Because...
Because I know she was...
It's not up to her, obviously, by the way, but...
Yes, Eddie.
Did they tell you why you got cut?
Apparently, it's supposed to be a 10-episode arc, but it's an 8, and I guess my storyline wasn't as good. So, I used to date Kelly back in the day, and then they wanted to make that a thing, and so then they cut it. Whatever. What are they going to do? I'm not watching. I protest. Let's do like everyone does on the news and call for boycotts.
Right.
Boycott Cavallari. Right. But
no
what
way.
Really happens when people boycott is more people check it out and then go do it.
Right.
Then boycott.
Raymundo, what do you want to say?
Just want to say we looked up the address of the store that Kristen Cavallari is starting, and me and my chick can go check it out.
You going
to
go?
Yeah, it's open and it's ready to go. I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah, for sure got cut from that show. We shot for 2 whole days. And they didn't pay me anything either, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. So they paid me?
Why? I had no idea. I didn't know. I don't know the rules on that because you have like a SAG card.
Yeah, like I'm part of all the unions. Yes, Eddie.
Crazy. So Amy knew that you were cut, but
didn't
couldn't
tell, me.
Tell you.
That's not what friends are for.
Wow.
I know what friends are for. That's not
Excuse
what friends are for.
Excuse me. Wait. Yeah. Pump the brakes. I didn't know you didn't know until I heard you say it on air. And you think on air I'm going to tell you?
Yeah, imagine
that
how
you...
good air that would have been. I'd be like, what?
Wow.
Real drama.
I'll be like, ooh, Bobby, what word on the street is,
yeah.
You got... So I didn't even know for sure that it had really happened. That's why I called her right away so that, you know, she could clear that up. That's not... Y'all have a relationship. That's for y'all to handle.
Whatever. I'm closer to you than anybody. That's all I know.
But I didn't know for sure the details. What if I give you false information?
Raymundo likes very Cavallari.
You have DVR it.
And then I say boycott it, actually. Hashtag.
Except for scenes with Kelly.
No. Hashtag bring Bobby back. How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hashtag bring Bobby back. Wait, no, but you got to tag them in it, too. Yeah. Hashtag.
That's a long hashtag.
Hashtag
already.
Kristen Cavallari, bring Bobby. Bobby
Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Morgan number two filling in for Amy. So Blake Shelton fell on stage at one of his shows in Oregon. He made fun of himself on Twitter alongside a fan video of the stumble, saying he was just trying to compete with Pitbull, who was also performing in the same city that night. Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert collaborated during the kickoff of their bandwagon tour on their songs Tin Man, Girl Crush, and even the Dixie Chicks' Goodbye Earl. Cole Swindell released the track list for his new album coming out August 17th, and he also dropped a new song, Love You Too Late. I'm Morgan number two, and that's The Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this 5-year-old boy, never gotten on a diving board, so scared to jump into the deep end head first. And this 95-year-old Air Force veteran happened to be at the pool at the same time and was like, you know what, kid? I'm going to show you how it's done. There is nothing to be scared of.
Wait, 95 years old, 95.
95. Wow. Served in World War II.
Wow.
Yeah, got up on the diving board, and like family members had to help him get up there, though, because, you know, he's elderly. So then he leaned over, did a half dive, half belly flop straight into the pool. But you know what? It gave the little boy the courage to go right behind him.
That belly flop.
So he
wasn't
did his
planned,
first.
Right?
Yeah.
He probably wasn't able to fully get there. Yeah. But I bet the kid liked the effort.
Totally.
But yeah, that belly flop hurts.
Probably
too,
thought he was like, oh, that was a mistake.
Like, here we go. No. Yeah.
He was taken to the hospital.
Who was?
Oh, no.
I'm joking.
Amy.
Okay, so there we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Doylestown, Ohio. Christian and Kevin were walking around their town. They're bored. And there's a train rolling through, and it's going about 5 miles an hour. They're like, oh, we should jump on the train. This will be really funny.
Jump on the train.
Yeah, so they jumped on the side of the train. Only problem, the train was picking up speed and started going 65 miles an hour.
Oh, so then they can't jump off.
They can't jump off. They're scared, and they had to call 911 for help.
From the side of the train.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
And they said, we are scared as blank. Can you please stop the train? And so they got arrested.
How'd they get them off the train, do you know?
They called the train and they stopped the train and they arrested the guys for jumping on the train.
I lived in a mill town my whole life, you know, growing up in Mountain Pine. And trains, it takes 30 minutes for them to stop.
Oh, they're so heavy.
Because they're so big. And if it's just big train car, you can't get in it. It's not like the train on TV where you can just hop in that little...
empty carts.
Yeah, it's not a thing. It's not like hobos hanging outside the train.
There's a campfire in there.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Thank you.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby
Bones
Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome back. Another Monday. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah. Hey. Amy.
Hey, hey.
You good?
Yeah.
We were talking on Friday's show about what they call sleep divorce. Now, don't let that D word get you, because it's not for any reason other than you sleep in a different bed. Because you actually sleep better. And imagine if you sleep better and you're in a better mood, how much healthier your relationship will be. You know, I think you're looking at short term going, well, if we're not sleeping in the same bed, then things must be wrong. But what if you're doing it to be more right? If you're in a better mood, doesn't the relationship just go better?
Yeah.
Rain, come on.
I mean, yes, I would agree.
Thank you very much. That's all I need to hear. I rest my case, Your Honor.
That's all you need to hear.
That's all I need to hear. So anyway, a lot of people still want to talk about sleeping in different beds. Hey, Hannah in Arkansas, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. It's early, but I appreciate you. What would you like to say? No, we lose her? Hannah?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what would you like to say?
My husband and I, we've been married for 9 years. And about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, we decided to start sleeping in separate beds because we were having horrible fights at night. And my husband, he has restless leg syndrome, and he also snores really, really loud. And I go to bed super late. He goes to bed super early. Our sleep patterns were just not jiving together. And I would wake up just mad because I couldn't get any sleep. And so we finally started sleeping in separate beds, and it worked out great. He goes to bed early, and I go in, lay down, and cuddle with him. And you know, we still have our intimate moments together, but it's working out, you know, perfect.
Come on. See?
after those moments, you got to be like, all right, see you later. Like, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good night.
It's crazy.
Eddie, all the fakeness of that's gone.
Yeah. So what? See ya. Peace.
You don't have to throw the deuce up.
See you in the morning.
Kiss him in the forehead. Have a good night. Hey, thank you very much. Have a good day. Appreciate that. All right. Hey, Jason in North Dakota.
Yes.
Yeah. You're up, buddy.
My wife and I sleep in separate rooms. Been going about 2 months because my snoring has actually brought us closer together.
Your snoring brought you closer together?
Yeah, just because we sleep in separate rooms, we both get more sleep, and it just brought us closer together.
Because you're getting better rest.
Yes, sir.
Better moods.
Wow.
Heartbeats beating on the same beat.
Wow.
A romance at an all-time high.
I'm shocked.
Come on. Look at this guy. Probably doing romantic gestures out of nowhere. Right, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just walking around, rose petals in front of him. I told you guys, this is a thing. All right. Hey, Jason, appreciate that call, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right. Yeah, look at us. Just helping all the relationships. Listen, I can help a relationship. Except mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except your old relationship.
Like I said, you don't have to know how to make a pizza to know that it tastes good.
Wow.
You know
good point.
I don't got to work a pizza out to go, good pizza.
You're right.
That's bad pizza.
Yeah. No, you know.
I'm good. I know. What's up? The Bobby Bones Show. Our video producer, Eddie, sits to my right.
Our video guy and dad of two from McAllen, Texas, producer Eddie.
Eddie, he's got two kids. They're both boys.
Yeah.
It's a lot of boys in the house with your wife.
Oh, yeah. I made this observation the other day after 12 years of being married and 10 years of having a kid.
All boys. So what do you do?
So I'm doing mommy night. I'm going to dedicate a whole night where it's just whatever she wants. Watch chick flicks, eat whatever she wants to eat, and we'll eat it with her, like veggie meals, whatever she wants to eat. No fart jokes, no butt jokes. We're just going to do what mommy wants.
Are the boys in for that?
Yeah. We've all decided we're going to do it because we've been pretty selfish.
Yeah.
My oldest is 10 years old, so we've been doing it for at least 10 years now, where it's just all boy stuff all day. Let's go play baseball, and we go to the park, and she's got to play, and let's watch this superhero movie. So whatever she wants, we're going to do it.
Interesting. Amy, do you feel, because you're again, no, I guess Amy's got two kids, a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
She's pretty balanced.
She's balanced.
Right, Amy?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's not fair for my wife. 12 years later, I've realized this.
And you only do it one time and you're done? You're good for another
Let's see how this goes. Okay. I mean, if we start painting nails, I'm going to be like, eh.
Why
like,
not?
Because I don't want to do that.
Why not just send her out?
Can you imagine me, my two boys, we have like pink toenails?
Yeah, because you know what? I grew up with all women.
Yes, you did.
My mom, my grandma, my sister. And I was the only dude. And that's probably why I have a lot of feminine tendencies.
Okay.
And sensibilities that aren't so super masculine. But my mom, whenever she was doing nails, she would always do my nails. She'd practice on me.
Would you go to school like that?
Sometimes I couldn't get it all the way off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You send my boys to summer camp like that?
Okay. It made me stronger, though. I look at it as an advantage now.
Okay, all right.
And I was like, well, let us know how that goes.
I think it's a good idea. I'm going to try it, and we'll see how it works.
Coming up Monday morning confessions. So we'll take whatever you did and talk about it, right? And
yes, how this works. Of course.
And they can confess about anything, and we'll talk about it.
Anything. No judgment.
No judgment. Wow.
And they're forgiven after that.
After that, well, yes. Go ahead.
Sometimes we question you.
Yeah. On question the air. But it's a fun segment.
But no judgment.
Monday morning confessions coming up. We'll play a Never Gonna Get around here. Never gonna get it. 10% of men admit they've done this at a funeral. So They talked to a bunch of men. 10% of men. 1 in 10.
What? Huh.
Admit they've done this at a funeral. You want to spoil it, Amy? You want to try to take a shot? Because I'm going to play a song here. But
I don't even know. What.
Men.
What?
Men.
What men specifically would maybe do at a funeral that's sort of
10% of men admit they've done this at a funeral.
Okay, I got it.
Go ahead.
Taking the wedding ring off the dead person.
Wow.
What's wrong with
10%?
You? 10%? What's wrong with you?
10% of the weird dudes out there.
What?
Too high. So like only 1%?
That's no percent. No.
That's too much, Amy.
That's people, no. Okay. You want to take a shot at this lunchbox?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They hit on the widow.
Oh, wow. What's savage.
That? What's wrong with this group?
Savage.
What's wrong with all of you guys? What's wrong with this?
That's it.
That is it.
What's wrong with you people?
Hit the bell.
Okay.
Because I'd have no hope in humanity if that was the one.
10% of men admit they've done this at a funeral. Eddie?
Cry.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yes,
that's
it. Men, they're like, oh, I didn't cry. I didn't cry at that funeral.
Only 10%.
But 10% were like, yeah, I cried.
Okay, so show me 10% of men cry. Oh, no.
Oh, it's not it?
You can call us 877-77-BOBBY.
Savages.
Yeah, you guys are crazy. Steal the casket. Wait, what?
Hit on the widow.
10% of men admit they've done this at a funeral. All right. Matt, you're up, buddy. What you think?
Fall asleep.
No, I better be higher than that, huh? Maybe. Wow. It's not fall asleep. But well, that's tough, though. Funeral, man. You shouldn't fall asleep at a funeral.
Shouldn't do that. No.
Amy, you have anything else you want to guess or no? You're just going to hang out. You cool? Mm. All right. Let's see. Why don't I hear Amy?
Wait, what?
There she is.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Have you been talking? Were you gone from the microphone?
No, I just didn't know for sure that you were talking to me.
Yeah, Amy's in Texas again.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to get our communication lines straight.
Little
here.
Barrier.
Let's see here. 10% of men admit they have done this at a funeral. It is checked sports scores.
Ugh. Guys.
That I'd bet's higher.
Guys.
What?
Well, I mean, especially if the person dies during football season.
See?
Fantasy
what kind
football
of mood are you guys in today?
That'll get you.
So, Blockbuster as a company went under about 5 years ago, and there are a handful of stores that survived that weren't owned by the major company. Because sometimes, you know, a store will live on. And so there's one Blockbuster left, period. They had two in Alaska, and those two just closed. And so there's one left. It's in Bend, Oregon. That's it.
The last man standing.
Wow. The last Blockbuster. And so for you kids out there, Morgan number two, here's what Blockbuster is, right? You take your car and you get in it. You sit in the seat. There's no GPS, by the way. Stop with that thought. You got to know your way there. So you drive over to this building, and you walk in, and you grab the door, and you pull the door open, and the bell goes, ching, ching, ching. It just kind of rings because you walk in. And you look around, and there are all of these kind of these plates, these name covers, you know, like a book cover.
Little boxes.
Yeah. Just imagine book covers as far as you can see, but on all the book covers are movies. Okay, Morgan, number two?
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
You're 24. I'm having to explain this to you.
This is great.
And you can go alphabetically in any movie in your mind that you can think of they probably have, but where you really want to go is to the new releases wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the big movies that just came out that everybody's just clamoring for. So you run over to the new release wall, right? And you're super excited for a movie like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yes.
Brand new. Jim Carrey, new funny guy, right? And in front of every movie, there's a little tab. And you can take the tab, and that means you've claimed that movie. And you got to go turn the tab in, and they give you this. It's a crazy thing called a VHS. It's like a square
cassette. They called it like a cassette.
It's a, you know how you remember? Okay, so let me tell you what a cassette is, Morgan number two. So it's a large cassette, and you put it in this alien-like player, like sucks in the cassette. Now sometimes they didn't have it. Sometimes they did, and then you got your movie, and you left, and you watched it, and you rewound it, and you took it back. All that
Ooh,
makes
you
sense.
You better be kind. Rewind.
That makes sense, Morgan number two.
Yes, yeah. It does make sense.
You ever been to a Blockbuster?
Yeah, when I was really little.
How little?
Probably like 4 or 5 years old.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, really little. Man.
So there's this Pony Express we take into town. There's one Blockbuster left. It's in Bend, Oregon. Yeah, I like Blockbuster. That was cool. And the new releases, all the big movies, if you went late in the day or even at night, they would all be gone.
Yep.
So what you would do is you would go stand by the people bringing the movies back in, and you'd be like, Ooh, they bring Terminator 2?
Yeah.
They drop Terminator 2 off?
You have Ace Ventura?
Is it back there? Like, did someone just drop it? I'll wait for you to rewind it.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll rewind it.
Yeah, that was a thing. Amy, any thoughts on Blockbuster Video?
No, just the be kind rewind.
And if you were really good. Now listen, I didn't grow up with any money. I personally didn't go to Blockbuster and spend my own money very rarely. But my youth director at church, he would take us because on Saturday nights we would go and stay at his house, like 8 of us, so we could all go to church on Sunday morning. It was easier than driving around and picking us all up in his van. So a lot of us would go over there, just sleep in the living room, and make sure we got to church on Sunday. And he would go, we'd rent a movie, like Jurassic Park. Oh, man.
Good movie.
If you were really good, they had this little part of the store that you get popcorn, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they had goodies.
Yeah, they had the goodies counter. Yeah, so there's that.
That was a special moment when you went to Blockbuster.
It was exciting.
It really was.
All the movies right in front of your face.
Yes.
Pick whatever you want. $2.99.
Man.
Raymond, did you go to Blockbuster Video or no?
No, I didn't have one in the town.
You're from where?
Michigan, the country.
All of Michigan had one, I promise you.
Maybe the major cities, not where I was from.
And your town's called what?
Gwin? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mountain Pine didn't have one either, but we were driving to Hot Springs. What was the biggest city to Gwin, Michigan?
Marquette. Those were the city slickers.
Marquette. That was like the Hot Springs to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how big was Marquette?
I'd say 50,000.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hot Springs was like 25,000. That was town. It was like if you went to town, you had to tell people near you that you were going to town because if you had to go get something. Some, you know, washer powder. Hey, I'm going to town. You need anything? And town just meant where Walmart started. And then everything passed it. So, yeah, I feel you. It's cold up there, though, in Gwin, Michigan.
Real cold, yeah. Warm now, though.
Yeah, it's summer, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Man.
What name?
Marquette has 20,000 people.
Oh, look at that. Marquette's lost population, Amy said, down to 20,000.
It was bigger when I was a kid, I guess.
Yeah, everything's bigger when you're a kid.
Probably seemed bigger.
Yeah. I got one for you here. This guy hides in the ceiling of a grocery store to escape cops who were not even looking for him. This guy in New Hampshire hid in the ceiling of a grocery store because he saw the cops, thought they were looking for him. Turns out they were investigating a bank robbery. He had nothing to do with it, but he fell through the ceiling and got arrested. Because they were like, "What? Why did you just fall through the ceiling?" They weren't even looking for the guy. Look at that. Will Ferrell turns 51 today. Is Will Ferrell still funny?
I don't think he's done anything recent enough for me to even think that he's funny.
Amy, would you like to think about this for a second?
Well, everything I'm thinking of where I laugh at him, it has been a while.
Yeah. Is Will Ferrell still funny? I think he's still funny. I think he's probably just got tired.
Did he?
His act is exhausting.
He's
tired right now.
He just needs a break.
Will Ferrell's 51. No. I think he's done. He's braked. He's done.
Oh, is he done?
Being culturally relevant in the comedy world,
man,
it's tough to hang. You got about 10 good years. Hey, Morgan, number 2, I'm going to bring you back in over here. 24 years old. What do you think about Will Ferrell?
I think he's still funny.
Yeah, did you like his movies?
Yeah, I loved every single one of them.
But when you say still funny, like based on
the old movies?
Yeah, I mean like Step Brothers, Elf, pretty much anything I think of Will Ferrell, it's funny.
Elf is his biggest movie ever, $173 million.
Love it.
Daddy's Home is $150 million.
Never seen that
one. I think that's the one with Wahlberg. Yeah, I didn't see it either. That's a recent one, huh?
Oh, that is recent.
Megamind, which I don't really count because he's a cartoon character, is third. Talladega Nights, fourth.
So funny. So funny.
You kids don't even know. We were so excited about Talladega Nights when it came out. And then Anchorman 2, which is maybe the funniest of them all. That's Step Brothers in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he got his birthday. By the way, Bruce Willis says that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Oh, he says it himself.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now, I don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie. I think it's a movie that happens, and it happens to happen at Christmas. There's a difference. I don't think Home Alone's a Christmas movie. I think Home Alone, part of the story is Christmas, but you can have the same story not at Christmas. And so, again, these are not popular opinions of mine, but Bruce Willis declares Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Go ahead.
Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
That's literally debatable. About Christmas.
Debatable.
No, it's not. It's not debatable.
But Home Alone is literally about Christmas.
It is not. That's a side story. The kid leaves home, the burglars come in, he fights the burglars. That's the real story.
They only go on vacation for Christmas.
But they could have gone on summer vacation.
This is
my point.
Dumbest argument ever.
You're right.
And they're only robbing houses.
No.
Coming up in a bit, Monday Morning Confessions. Hey, Christina in Florida.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So you're going to be first up. Kind of show people what this is about. We do a segment where people call in and they confess little things that maybe that they feel a little guilty about, but then we forgive them on the air and they can go about their life. So Christina, you're up. What do you think about this?
Okay, so my husband is a bit of a neat freak and I'm not. And so when he works, I have our two kids. And so instead of cleaning the house myself, I hired a housekeeper for the day while he was on shift. That way I didn't have to clean the house. I didn't have to hear him nagging that the house was dirty again.
So you hired someone and then told them you did it. Am I hearing this right?
Yeah. I told them that I spent all day cleaning.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, yeah. You know what? You're forgiven. I forgive you. Just a heads up, Amy not in the studio today. She is here on the show. She is in Texas. Her dad is still in the hospital. And so she sits in a little studio in Texas, and we sit in ours here. And, yeah, Amy, what's happened with that? What do you want to share with us? Anything?
Oh, regarding my dad?
Yeah.
No, there's no real update other than it's sort of the same, I guess. We're still in ICU. We're still just day by day. It's like good day, bad day, roller coaster ride situation.
So he went in for throat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they told you it was going to be a real short deal, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was him downplaying it. I kind of, sometimes we sit around, we're like, man, why didn't we ask worst case scenario? But yeah, he's supposed to be in and out of the hospital 3 to 5 days. And now we're, I mean, on Wednesday, he'll have been in ICU 3 weeks.
Wow.
So we're just complications. And he got the tracheotomy on Friday. So now we're just battling certain issues with the trach. But
Amy texted me yesterday and goes, do you want to see a picture of my dad's tracheotomy?
Well, I was going to show you a video of
it. I was like, no, I don't. Like,
yeah.
I care about you. And I'm constantly reaching out to her so much so that I feel like I'm annoying a little bit. But I don't want to see a tube.
Oh, I didn't know if you... I'm fascinated by it because I've never seen one in person. And it's taken me a few days. Definitely was weirded out the first 2 days. But over the weekend, I got more used to it.
Now obviously, you're going to text it to me. Trick text. Huh. Okay, well, Aim, listen, we're all thinking about you. Glad you're here this morning. You know. Because of that, Morgan number two is doing the skinny. Over to Morgan number two now. Here we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Blake Shelton fell on stage at one of his shows in Oregon this weekend, and he made fun of himself on Twitter by asking fans for the video, and they, of course, sent him a video.
So Blake fell?
Yeah, he took a pretty good stumble. No, he's not hurt. He got back up. You can see him moving around.
He trip over something?
No, I think he just had a little too much to drink.
Maybe the earth moved on him.
Like, is that supposed to be funny that someone's falling down because they're drinking too much?
No.
I mean, it is, because it's like,
it's funny to the drunk person.
But, I mean, that's just not funny, right?
No. You feel bad for the dude. Like, don't drink so much. Come on, man.
I don't know. Maybe
stay on your feet.
I don't know. It's not even about
that. Well, he's also working the stage while drinking.
Yeah, okay. What else? Morgan number two?
Cole Swindell released the track list for his new album coming out August 17th, and he also dropped a new song, Love You Too Late.
All right. She's out there rolling down some old interstate. Did we just find out his record comes out in August? That's pretty quick. I like that. Instead of coming out in 2021, I have a new record. Pre-save it. Like, wait, what? Why do I care? There you go. Cole Swindell. I do like that. I like he has a record come out in August. I like that. All right, what else?
And Darius Rucker hit a hole-in-one over the weekend while he was golfing in Tennessee.
He's got a few of those.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's a good golfer. There you go. Is that it?
Yep.
All right, there you go.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amy, did you see the story about Richard Overton? He was America's oldest veteran, 112 years old, and someone cleared out his account, like stole his identity. It was like kind of over the news.
Oh, I did not see it, but well, that sounds terrible.
He's from Austin. And so, again, he's 112 years old, America's oldest veteran, and everything's gone. Like, the police are still investigating. Bank of America replaced all the money, all of it. Oh. So he's okay again. He can now sit on his porch, smoke cigars, sip on whiskey and Coke like he always does. 112 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
He deserves
That's
it.
That's crazy.
America's oldest veteran. He said, I teared up. I couldn't believe it. They made it happen. The executive of the company said she'd take care of this and then did. So
man,
good
for
them.
I hope they find the people.
They're not going to. It's always like somebody in Guatemala who's running a company actually from China. Pivoted the kid. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to trace.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Just, I'm glad they helped the guy out. Served our country. And he's 112. Give him all the cigars, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
There you go. Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. That's probably chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like Best Friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, aka Web Girl Morgan, aka Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, Amy, coming to you. Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
All right, here we go.
My, it's sleep.
Sorry, I didn't turn you up. We're having issues with your audio. Go ahead.
How good am I at sleeping?
I don't know.
So good, I can do it with both my eyes closed.
I feel like you're sympathy laughing that one.
What? No, I think it's funny because sometimes that's a saying.
That was the Morning Corny.
You know? That was all disconjointed to begin with. All right.
Bobby Bone, come on.
So Kenny Chesney hurt his knee really bad, and so he couldn't even walk during his concert. Did you guys see any of that video?
No.
It was different than Blake. He wasn't drunk. He hurt himself. So this is what I know, because I have friends inside that camp. They're in Kansas City. By the way, I think they're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, and it is packed to the gills, man. I mean, 70,000 people.
Wow.
Get along down.
And you see Kenny Chesney at one point go down to a knee and yell something into the drum kit. And what he says is, according to my friends, like, guys, I just fell. I can't do anything. From my sources, he was hurt before the show. He hurt himself a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
And he tried to fix himself up and do the things that an athlete would do to go play a game, but he hurt it during the show. He couldn't even walk.
Oh, man.
So you see him limping around the entire show. But to Kenny Chesney's credit, that guy stayed out there. I would imagine he popped an ACL or something. And he stayed out there, man.
We were Jesus, Sammy, Blue Jean, baby, born in the USA. Trailer park trucks, not fatal.
Sang every song. Didn't miss a note. I don't know if that's true. I like saying that. But yeah, man, he hurt himself. That's crazy. So Kenny Chesney blew out his knee. Some people were saying it was his ankle. It was his knee. I have inside sources. I talked to Kenny.
You confirming it?
Oh, yeah, I'm confirming
his knee.
What I do know is he was already hurt, and they tried to fix it for the show.
I'll confess, I've never been to a Kenny Chesney concert, yeah. But he's pretty, like, physical, right? He runs around everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that dude, he plays like stadiums.
So he's up and down the stage, yeah. All over the place.
He moves a lot. This guy, John, he was one of the expert divers who went in for the 12 boys in Thailand. You know, the case from last week. And so he talks about how when they went in to actually find the kids, because that was a whole thing, just finding them, and that they actually they had to smell to find them. Like, not just see, but, like, get out and smell.
It's been mentioned by some members of the press that it was luck. I would say that was absolutely not the case. Our procedure is, in this situation, we're swimming along an underwater passage. Wherever there is airspace, we surface, we shout, and also we smell. And in this case, we smelt the children before we actually saw or heard them.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. What?
You really can't see, and whenever one sense goes down, the others amplify. And also, you're talking about human bodies in a really humid place. It probably stunk pretty bad.
And we know what that smells. is like.
It smells like us.
Yes, we gotta find it.
So I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, let's go over to Morgan number two with 24-year-old. Here we go. What do 24-year-olds care
about? So there are these earrings that double as headphones. They're called Swings Bluetooth earrings. So you wear them like normal earrings, and then you just swing the little bottom up, put it in your ear, connect to Bluetooth, and you got headphones.
Oh, I want new earrings, then.
Yeah, that's
fun.
I want them.
How about that? How much those cost, you know?
They're about $130. They're only on Kickstarter right now, but I think they're going to come into stores. They're pretty sweet, and they come in white, silver, and rose gold.
Yeah, that's what 24-year-olds care about. What do 24-year-olds care about? Yes, producer Eddie.
Are your ears pierced?
No.
Like, not even from back in the day? From, like, the 90s?
I never pierced my ear.
Eddie,
you know the answer to that question.
Wait, that's it. Like, that is interesting, though, because when we were, like, 13...
Everyone got their ears pierced.
I just was never, ever cool. And I wasn't ever... There's my two things. One, I wasn't, like, popular or cool. And then two, I wasn't a rebel. And those were the two reasons you got your ear pierced.
Right.
I was just, you know... Little piece of bread, little white piece of white bread. Like,
okay.
Nothing to me.
If you want these headphones, though, would you pierce them today?
No, I get the clip-on version.
Oh, just the clip-on. Yeah. Okay.
Fun fact, did you know Dorothy Zvornak from the Golden Girls? She had never had her ears pierced, and she's known for wearing huge earrings all the time.
That's funny.
She always did clip-ons and ended up making her earlobes stretch down over the ears.
That's a fun fact.
Did you have fun, though?
Yeah.
That fact make you have fun, Amy, or no?
Did.
Yeah. No, yes, it did, but I knew it.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right,
I still had
my fun bag.
No, I just have no idea. When you said it, I was like, why do I know this?
I got like a cold right now or something.
Oh, great.
No, I'm going to tell you why.
I'm going to send you home.
No, my air conditioner finally works.
Oh,
what happened? All of holiday week it was out. And it was 117 degrees. And so they wouldn't come fix it because it was July 4th holiday. Then I call on Monday and they're like, well, we're so backed up from people calling on all the holidays. So they finally get over on Tuesday. They still can't fix it. I leave on Thursday. 9 days with no air conditioner. I come back home because I was in Western Mass. I was in Boston doing comedy shows. And it works. And so I put that thing on like 60 last night and just soaked it all in, man.
You can't win with you.
And then I wake up and it's like, can't breathe through my nose. But man, it was good though. I got air conditioning.
Good for you, man.
How did the pilgrims do it?
I have no idea.
Like, what are they thinking? They gonna get on a boat and float over here?
Yeah, it's crazy thinking.
No air conditioning?
Get out. For freedom? Come on.
What are you laughing at, Eddie?
Somebody tweeted you, Amy, and Morgan number two with a concern that they had about Maren Morris in her song Rich.
Yeah.
She says a cuss word in it, and she says that her 13-year-old has enough to be tempted with, so why is she doing this?
And you're laughing because?
Because you responded, what would you like me to do about this? What would she like you to do?
I don't know.
This?
People think I run all of country music. I have nothing to do with anything. I come in, I do my little show, we hang out in this room, we talk about our lives and music. We, you know.
Yeah.
Should I call Maren up and be like,
Yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah. Boy, I'd be
rich. You know, it's just a word. I don't curse. I don't know the last time I've cursed. Years even.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem morally with curse words. I choose not to curse. But in the end, it's just a sound. And any sound can have anything attached to it. If you went, Plah!
It's a bad word.
That could be if we assigned a bad thought to it. Don't assign bad thoughts to sounds. You know, and so what? Her art has a curse word in it. That's her art.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah, she tweeted me. I was like, what do you mean to do about it?
Wait, so what are you going
to
do about it?
Nothing. Man? I'm not doing anything about it. Okay. People need to stop asking me to do things. I'm done. I'm just trying to live my life and help people. Okay. I'm not trying to be the curse word police.
Okay. Well, she also tweeted Amy. So, Amy, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, I replied to her that she should or could always download the radio edit, which would eliminate any of this.
That's true.
Because she's the one that downloaded the song.
That's true.
So, if you listen to the radio edit, you're good.
Well, there's that. I guess I'm supposed to fix everything broken around here.
Yeah.
Like, there's far worse things in songs she's just not catching on to.
Oh, yeah. These songs are just littered with drinking and drugs.
Goodness.
And she cares about the S word.
Like, getting high.
Yeah.
That stuff.
So, I don't curse, but I don't mind if people curse around me. I have no issue with it at all. I don't drink. I don't mind when people drink around me. I mean, I've never had a drink of alcohol. But people, they won't drink. If I meet someone new, I don't even tell them I don't drink. Because when I do, they go, ooh, sorry about that. I was having a little,
a little
vodka in this. I'm sorry about that. Let me take it out.
It's not vodka. It's just water.
So it's weird. So I don't tell people. So I fake drinking. I will get a drink and
get the little glass and put a lime on it and you put a tiny straw in it so they think I'm having a little something. Nothing moral. You're going to have anything moral for me. Don't throw rocks from glass houses is what I say. Because as soon as you start judging somebody, don't let them turn that mirror on you. As soon as you start judging somebody, why don't we judge you?
If it's a moral decision, it's judgy? I don't know. I'm just asking for clarification.
I'm not judging anyone's morals because if you're going to judge somebody, you need to be perfect. And doesn't the good book say, judge not, yet ye be judged?
Yeah.
I think word for word.
So
yeah,
my only point is that I choose not to judge because I don't need anybody judging me because I am faulted like crazy.
Yeah.
And by the way, Maren, clean up your mouth.
There you go. You did something about it.
I don't care. I really don't. I actually like that bad word in that song.
I don't even know it.
It's the S word.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I literally only know the radio edit. I don't even know where it is.
Oh. Well, yeah. Whatever. Let's see. You want to do Monday Morning Confessions?
Yes.
Or just quit and go home?
No. Just do it. Quit and go
home. Hopefully these don't offend anybody.
All I do is offend people. I don't try to. Okay. You have something on your mind you want to confess, bring it. Alyssa in Louisiana, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. What would you like to say?
So last winter, my 7-year-old daughter's betta fish died, and instead of telling her it died, we bought another one. Well, Walmart was out of blue, so now she has a red one, and she thinks the cold weather changes betta fishes.
Yes.
That's a good funny. One. Eddie's clapping as
that's
a dad.
It's a great one.
Okay, so I have no problem with this, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay? She's 7, right?
She's 7.
She doesn't really have an attachment to the fish.
Nah.
She has an attachment to the idea of the fish, and so she still has this idea of a fish.
Yes.
And the fact that it sadly passed away, and you replaced it, fine. But you replaced it with a whole different fish. She still believes it. Like, nothing lost here.
Nope.
It's not like a puppy.
Actually, that's great parenting.
And the weather changed the color. Did she think of that, or did you?
Oh, I did.
Okay, yeah.
Genius.
I'm into that. Well, thank you very much, Alyssa. That's a good call. And you know what? Don't feel bad about that. You're free to feel good. Appreciate you. All right. See you later. Thank you very much. All right. Let me do another one. Monday Morning Confessions. Caitlin in North Carolina.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Thank you for calling the show. What would you like to say?
So me and my husband are trying to do the Dave Ramsey savings plan, and I have just not been participating at all. I go to Starbucks like every single day.
So does he know this?
No, he does not know this. Oh.
So to him, you're saving, you're not putting any debt, you're not making these crazy purchases, but to you, you're going to have your Frappuccino, double milk, triple milk, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even this morning, he was like, we are just going through money. I don't know where it's going.
Oh,
I'm like, me either, babe.
I mean, you got to have your Starbucks, right? No?
No. I mean, I'm not judging.
Yeah, don't judge.
I'm not judging.
Don't make me get on the whole high horse
here. Yeah, don't do that.
Hey, I appreciate that call, Caitlin. Don't worry about that. Keep Starbucks it up. Makes you feel better. Appreciate it. That's what it's all about. Hey, Jeff in Alabama, Monday Morning Confessions. Go ahead, buddy.
I just wanted to confess that I went and bought a $5,000 lawnmower over the weekend that my wife don't know about you.
That's a big one. That one I don't know.
$5,000.
Yeah, that one I don't know if I can just gloss over. I'll be honest with you, Jeff. I'm having trouble swallowing this one right here. Holy moly. Wait.
I had to have a John Deere.
Okay, but you went and spent $5,000 without your wife even knowing.
Oh, my.
I sure did.
But what is she going to say?
I don't know what she's going to say.
Do you care?
I really don't care right now, neither.
Are you guys on good terms? Do you still like each other?
We still like each other. Been married 20 years.
Huh.
But I've always wanted a John Deere, so I went and bought a John Deere.
Did you think she wouldn't allow it if you asked her?
She may have or may not have.
It's not a risk you're willing to take, apparently.
That's correct.
I'm having trouble with this one. Mm.
Guys, question?
Yes, Eddie.
Where is the John Deere right now?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, where are you hiding this thing right now?
It is supposed to be delivered today.
Oh,
boy.
So when it's delivered, do you tell her before, or does she just notice it and go, oh, yeah?
She notices it and goes, oh, yeah.
Boy. Mm. Let us know how that goes.
I sure will.
I'm curious. Hey, you know what?
I like his I don't care mentality.
Does that
right
work
now.
In marriages? Because maybe that's why.
For now, until the John Deere shows up.
Then it's different.
Now he's got problems.
Hey, I appreciate you. I
can't forgive that one yet. I'm going to be honest. I need to wait until tomorrow when he calls back. Okay. That's just a heavy one, man.
You're being honest, man.
$5,000. That's a tough one. Ugh. A lot of people calling in with Monday morning confessions. Steve in Oklahoma. Hey, bud.
Hey.
What you want to say?
Do what?
What you want to say?
I got a Monday confession. I kissed my wife's sister this weekend at a pool party.
What on earth?
Wait. What? You kissed your wife's sister this weekend?
Yes.
Like playfully on the cheek or?
What?
No, mouth to mouth.
Mouth to mouth. Huh. Interesting. So, how is she going to feel about this?
Well, I hope she doesn't find out.
This is a big one, Bones.
Interesting. You know what? Don't worry about it. You're free. There you go. Appreciate it. Yeah, you're good. I'm not. You can call the radio show. She's going to find out. She's going to find out, buddy. Michelle in Florida.
Good morning.
Could you believe that guy kissed his wife's sister?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be very happy about
it. Yeah, what? Are you married, by the way, Michelle?
I am.
What if your husband kissed your sister on the mouth?
I can't see that ever happening, but he probably wouldn't be living at my house anymore.
That's what I'm saying. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to Michelle. You called. Michelle, share your confession with us.
So my neighbors across the street, we're kind of good friends with them. Our kids play together. We talk every once in a while, but they're not very good at keeping the outside of their house very clean. So I called code enforcement from our city, and they came out, and I'm pretty sure that they cited them for their messy outside of their house.
So you're a tattletale.
I mean, I'm just tired of looking at it every time I walk out the door.
She's fired up, boys.
Yeah.
Like, you get here, she went right into fired up mode. So what's out there? What kind of garbage do they have?
Well, when their garage is open, you can't even see the floor. They have about 20 cats running around outside. They have stuff just piled on the side of the house. It's just a disgusting mess. And if you go over and knock on the door, you can't even, like, walk on the porch. We live in a pretty nice subdivision, and their house is the eyesore of the whole entire neighborhood.
And you've had it.
Yeah, I was done. So I called, and then my husband called me and said, hey, code enforcement's at the neighbor's house.
You know what? I forgive you. That's what it's all about, forgiveness. That's put you in a weird place because you obviously, especially if like the cats, whatever. What do I care? Who cares?
Just don't get involved. Just forgive her.
I'm not trying to be in that business. By the way, you know, this guy's going to be in trouble. The guy that just called.
He
kissed his wife's sister. He's going to be in the doghouse.
Yeah, someone's going to find out.
So I go and I'm in Boston, right? And I'm doing my show on Saturday night, my stand-up comedy show. And after the show, I always go out and try to meet people in the lobby or wherever. So I'm up in the lobby after the show. I'm talking to people, and this guy comes up and goes, hey, we drove 10 hours to see you. And I say, wow. Like, not, obviously, you didn't drive to Boston to see me. You probably came to Boston, and I was just here, so you came to the theater. And he goes, no. We drove because I'm in the doghouse. And I say, what do you mean, the doghouse? He goes, I did something bad. I said, you drove 10 hours bad? He goes, yeah. So what is it? He goes, I can't talk about it. Because she was with him.
Ooh.
But that's a... If you're going to drive 10 hours...
Yeah, you're in the doghouse.
Like, you probably made out with your
Yeah, some along those lines.
That's a bad one.
Yeah.
But a 10-hour drive, that's trouble.
I love that she was so mad at him and said, oh, yeah, you know what? You have no choice in this matter. You're going to drive 10 hours.
We're going to watch Bobby's show. They drove from Indiana to Boston. Yeah. And I tried to get it out of him, like, what he did, but he didn't want to talk about it.
Ooh, he's embarrassed.
So, yeah, the Boston thing, we had a good weekend of shows. I went to Western Mass, and then I went to Boston, did a couple stand-up shows. There was a lot, I felt bad, though, I got to tell you. I finished the show, and I try to go out every show, and after we, like, clean up and I get packed, I try to go out and say hello to everybody who's out there. So I went out to the lobby and took a bunch of pictures of people waiting, and then there was a ton of construction in the front and in the back of the building, and they didn't want me standing somewhere and bringing a big crowd because they get hit by a car. So I went out to the side and I met some people, but then apparently there are people just waiting. I didn't get to see them all.
Oh, man.
I feel bad. I don't know. So if you're out there hanging out, I'm sorry about that. I tried. Jillian Jacqueline was great. It was a good weekend. Where am I? I'm in Biloxi coming up. It's sold out, but I'm in Biloxi this weekend at a casino.
Oh, fun.
They pay me and I spend it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right in the slot machines.
Yeah, right after the show.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
I can't even imagine gambling anymore.
God's crazy, man. We used to have so much fun gambling.
That used to be my thing. I would play poker and blackjack.
At the house, I would casinos, travel. Vegas.
That was the thing. So I did that. Amy, I went to yoga yesterday.
How was it?
It was good. I like to try to figure out songs. They were playing this song. This Miranda Lambert song, Dear Old Son. I kind of had a moment with it.
Oh, that was your song of the day yesterday.
On my Insta story.
Yeah,
you noticed that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I did.
Dear old son, how you holding up?
I was laying in yoga and Savasana at the end when you're just resting. The song's playing and I'm kind of emotional.
They're all alone.
I think I know why, though, now that I think about it. I went yesterday after yoga and did the final ashes for my dog and spread them out in the backyard. I just now put that together. Because I had planned to go afterward, and I did. I went to my old house, and I took the ashes of my dog and put them in the backyard. So now they're all gone. I kept not doing it because I didn't want it to ever be done.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, now it makes sense. They talk it out.
Well, you melt the snow, and you grow the roses, and you dry the tears, and you freckle noses. Our little world revolves around you coming out.
You like that song, Amy, or no? Is it too slow for you?
No, I like it. I was just thinking it probably is the perfect Savasana song.
Eddie, you notice my song of the day, huh? On Insta story?
I do. Yeah, and this one specifically had good graphics on it. It had a little sun.
Yeah. Every night that I'm at home, I light the candle, and I play for people on my Insta story, my Instagram, the story, what song I'm listening to that night. This is the song I was listening to last night. Dear Old Son from Miranda Lambert. There you go. Eddie was admiring my Forrest Gump shoes, Aim. You know, I like these red, white, and blue Nikes.
And the running ones?
Yeah, they're the same ones that Forrest Gump ran in the movie. So
yeah.
I bought him a pair and brought them to him this morning. And I was like, hey, man, I got you some shoes. And now I won't stop doing Forrest Gump impressions.
Oh, I've just been looking at him being like, oh, and I ran from one side of the ocean. And when I got there, I just turned around and ran back.
Is that ever not funny? Are Forrest Gump impressions ever not funny?
I love them. There's so many of them. And everyone quotes them and everyone knows them because they all saw the movie.
Is that the most quoted movie of our lifetime, Forrest Gump? Like, think about it
what
for
you think,
a second.
Amy?
Amy, you think Forrest Gump's the most quoted movie of our lifetime?
Probably. I mean, especially when you do it with his voice.
I think a big part of it is, one, the movie was 5 hours.
Yeah, it was really long.
Two, it was a monster movie. And three, it was kind of easy to do the impression. Even if you can't do impressions, everyone kind of do Forrest.
Right.
Because I can't do an impression.
When I got tired, I slept. When I got hungry, I ate. And when I had to go, I went.
Yes. Nailed it.
So good.
Morgan number two with the Forrest Gump.
Come on,
is
Morgan.
Is it funny? You're 24. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, people do that all the time. I love Forrest Gump.
But is that a movie, like, for me, Gone with the Wind? It was before my time.
Yeah.
But Forrest Gump, is that before your time?
I don't think so. I'm not sure when it filmed, but I love it.
Yeah. Life is do like you... a box of chocolates.
Oh, my goodness.
There she is.
Okay. That's pretty terrible.
I know.
Yeah, that's good, though. I like that. That's pretty terribly awesome. I think that Forrest Gump's the most quoted movie of our lifetime. Anyone want to throw one in the ring here?
Pretty Woman?
No.
No.
The only Pretty Woman quotes that I know...
Don't put baby in a corner.
That's Dirty Dancing.
Ah, see?
Right.
What's your
go.
Pretty Woman quote? Because have
the
you,
one
you've
that,
never
well,
even
you're
seen
like,
it.
Where she's like, I'm a hooker.
No.
Did she say that?
No.
Oh, is that on a quote?
No, no, you know the one where she's shopping and she goes back into the store with all the shopping bags and she goes, big mistake, huge. I have to go shopping now. So if anyone ever says big mistake, huge, they're referring to Pretty Woman.
Oh,
I know. I guess I know that quote. Okay. I do know that quote.
Or, oh my goodness, I got a runner in my pantyhose. I'm not wearing any pantyhose.
Oh boy.
I've heard that one too, but I think Forrest Gump still is.
Yes.
Anchorman, there's a lot of, but okay. it wasn't as big because it was a cult comedy. And Forrest Gump, everybody loved Forrest Gump. I think Forrest Gump's the greatest movie of our lifetime.
For sure. Number one. Yes.
Pound for pound, that and Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's number two for me. Uh-huh.
Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, the other two I was thinking of were Step Brothers or Mean Girls. Those are the two that I hear a lot of quotes on.
Step Brothers, again,
I loved it, but I don't think most of America, it didn't penetrate most of America.
Okay.
Mean Girls, though, solid.
Yeah, people quote that one a lot.
Lunchbox,
I've never seen
anything?
It.
I think Forrest Gump, just because life is like a box of chocolates. I don't know a single Mean Girls tweet or quote, whatever. I don't even know that movie. Is that Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Napoleon Dynamite certain quick times. God.
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 Delicious best.
God.
Yeah. What's the other one that he does? Oh, his brother Kip. So what are you talking about? Stop. Right when you do that? I don't know, dude.
Well, I think maybe just the character Uncle Rico, probably.
Amy's fascinated with Uncle Rico. It's her husband. She
yes.
Does. Yeah. All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Addison had a birthday coming up. She was turning 8 years old. Her mom comes to her and says, Addison, what do you want for your birthday? She says, Mom, I don't want presents. I want donations to the animal shelter. So her mom posted on Facebook, said, no presents, only donations. And people came through with 12,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
Wow.
See, sometimes Facebook does do good things. Most time not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 99.9% not. But occasionally, one of those stories makes you go, that's why Facebook's good. And that's why that little girl is good. Got all those presents you could have, but instead all those animals get to eat. There you go. That's good news right there. Tell me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Watched a couple movies. I watched The Greatest Showman with Wolverine.
Yeah. What's his name? Hugh Jackman?
Hugh.
Yeah. Before I give you my opinion on The Greatest Showman, which is about P.T. Barnum from Barnum and Bailey Circus. That's literally what it's about.
Okay,
and it's a
I didn't
musical.
Know that.
Morgan, number two, you saw it.
Yeah.
What did you think about it?
I loved it.
You did? You loved it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just really like stories that are true, like based on true stories. Mm-hmm. And he's an awesome actor, plus Zac Efron. You just can't really go wrong.
And that Hugh Jackman can sing. Like, I watched him host a couple of these award shows. Like, he dances, he sings, he, like, throws blades out of his hands. He does all the things.
He doesn't do that in this movie, though.
He should, though. Every movie, he should have the blade hands. And at some point, Wolverine should come out. I liked it. I know, and I didn't grow up around the culture of musicals, so that's tough for me sometimes whenever someone breaks into a song. But then I go, I like acting and I like singing. Why would I not like them together? So once I accept that I'm not too cool for someone to buzz into a song, I liked it. It's a very happy movie. And so it's called The Greatest Showman. I watched it, and Amy's supposed to watch it. But listen, Amy.
That's what I just realized.
Your dad's in the hospital. Your dad's been in the hospital for 3 weeks. All things for you are on delay until whenever you decide to come back to Earth.
Well, I mean, maybe my dad would like it.
Maybe. Does he know what's going on?
Some days he's a zombie, sort of. Yeah. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. And then other days he's very aware, or aware, sort of. Like, he'll think he's somebody somewhere else. That's the delirium. But then we bring him back to reality.
Yeah, Amy's dad went in for throat cancer surgery, and they said a few days. But he's been in the hospital for 3 weeks at this point, and there's been some good times, some bad times. I feel like I text Amy hourly, like, what's up? Like, give me an update. And then she's like, relax. And then she texts me yesterday. She goes, I think I met your future wife.
Really?
Well, it was a new nurse. At this point,
okay.
I feel I know everybody in the ICU unit, because I feel like we've kind of gotten everybody at this point. But a new nurse walked in, and I was like, who's this? Young, brunette hair. Mm. Kind, smart, caring, doesn't have a ring on her finger.
So, last but not least.
I thought.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I thought, what if this is how Bobby meets his future wife?
Your dad being sick, so I meet my... So Amy sent me a creeper picture of her.
Oh, okay, good.
Or the hospital. Yeah.
Let's see it.
No.
Oh, no?
No, you can't see anything. I kind of snapped it real quick because, honestly, I didn't know if her shift had ended and what the deal was. And I found out I haven't seen her because she's a floater nurse. So she floats to different hospitals. So maybe she'll float back our way. But I did get certain details that will allow me to investigate further.
She means Insta-stalk. That's what that means.
Okay.
To investigate.
Right.
Got some handles.
I got to see if she's got an Instagram. But
go ahead.
The other nurse working in my dad's room, I asked her, and she says that she thought she used to have a boyfriend, but she definitely hasn't heard her talk about him recently.
Much of he said, she
eighth
said.
Grade right here. You know what else I watched was The Darkest Hour. Anybody seen that?
Remind me.
It's about Winston Churchill.
Oh, yes.
Fighting the Nazis.
Haven't seen it.
It's all right. I think it's a good movie if you have a book report. It's better than, like...
if you have a book report on Winston Churchill?
Yeah. Like, I watched that. I was just traveling. I watched that. But you watch anything on Netflix, Amy, right now or no?
No. I finished Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, you like that.
So season two finale, I finished that over the weekend. It took me a few days to get it through, and oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It was so good, and the ending got me. Like, I can't wait for season three.
I can't let you talk about the end of shows, though, because she spoils it, then listeners get mad at us. We're talking about Kenny Chesney, and he hurt his knee. He was playing at Kansas City Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah, the stadium's packed, right? And so Kenny Chesney's up, and all of a sudden he goes down to a knee. We were Jesus, same. He's like, oh, and he continues to perform, and he hobbles around the whole time. Like, he stays in the game. Now, what I know is that he was injured prior and just kind of re-hurt that injury. And so Eddie and I have been talking off microphone during songs and commercials about a Chesney concert. And we're talking about the crowd and how big the crowd is. And Morgan number two goes, yeah, I went to a show once. And what happened?
I almost got in a fight. We were
got a girl.
What happened?
So I was with my parents and my sister, and it was really crowded down in the pit area in front of the stage, and people are pretty, you know, intoxicated. And I wasn't at this point, and some girl who was really drunk pulled my sister's hair, and I went into full-on, like, mama bear mode. My parents were, like, off somewhere else, so they didn't even realize this was happening. And I just turned around. I was like, what did you just do? And she, like, kind of backed up, didn't really know what was happening. And I had the full fist, like, ready, and she kind of just ran away. And I was like, yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought. You ever been to fight Morgan number two?
No, I've been close like that a few times.
Are you saying that really? Chesney shows are hardcore?
Yes, I mean, Kansas concerts in general are just really intense.
All right, Kansas.
You're a Wichita girl.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so intense at a Kansas concert?
They're just big country music fans, and so when they see the artist that they love, they're like, I gotta be as close to them as possible. So if you're in that pit, just steer clear. That's all I'm saying.
Morgan number two posted a picture of her at a Keith Urban concert when she was a kid. How old were you in that picture?
Yeah, I think I was about to be a freshman in high school.
And it puts her on the Jumbotron. It's like Keith Urban, Morgan number two. Keith Urban, Morgan number two. And you have braces in the picture?
Yeah.
Funny, man.
What most people don't know is that she was on someone's shoulder for that picture.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh. Whose shoulder were you on?
An ex of mine.
Wait, were you a freshman?
Yeah, I was a freshman.
High school?
Mm-hmm.
You had boyfriends and a freshman in high school? Why? How come I never had girlfriends? Like, none of my life do I have girlfriends in any of my stories until I got like 5 years ago. I'm like, what, ninth grade? You did things with a boy? So you're a big country music fan, huh?
Yeah. I mean, through and through my whole life.
Who's your favorite artist, Morgan number two? You had to pick one. You get one.
Yes.
Who's your favorite artist?
I got to go with Garth Brooks. That's just. Out of all of them, yeah, that's really hard, but definitely him.
Who in the last 10 years that's kind of come out new? In that newer list.
I mean, Keith Urban, I wouldn't say is newer, but Keith Urban for me, yeah.
So Garth and Keith Urban.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of country music, Eric Paisley just announced something. Eric Paisley just announced he's going to have a baby. See that?
All right.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Well, I never know what I can say and what I can't say, but Eric Paisley and his wife Natalie sent Amy and I a text with a Pimp My Joy onesie, like, what, 2 weeks ago, Amy?
Yeah, Natalie was holding. Yeah, they were holding it up in the picture, and that was their way of telling us.
Yay, that's awesome.
Yeah. It feels a bit like Amy and I are married sometimes when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
don't send it to the husband without sending it to the wife.
Well,
like,
yeah, they put Amy and I on the same text telling for a baby, and it's like, I mean, we're obviously we're all friends with them, but yeah, that's the thing.
And me and Lunchbox would be like your kids.
Well, congratulations to Eric Paisley having a baby. All the babies, man. Oh, I talk about Ray and Bay. Hey, Raymundo. Raymundo is in the glass room. He does the audio. Here we go. Yes.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the glass room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
Where were you when this happened?
Yeah, we were in the mall area at a stoplight.
And so you're sitting there?
Yeah, we're about 5 feet back from a truck. and he just started rolling back. And so I'm like, what is this dude doing? And he wasn't stopping.
The reverse lights were on.
Yeah. And it was a ranch truck, so there might not even have been reverse lights. That dude was just hauling. And I mean, he was going a pretty good clip. And I'm like, just honk, honk. And so my girlfriend started honking, honking, honking. Dude just drilled the front of our car. And then that's when it's almost like he woke up. He almost fell asleep at the stoplight and his car started rolling back.
Do you think he thought he was going forward?
I don't know if he knew where he was. It like jolted him to the point that he was like just looking around. He had no idea what was going on.
So does he get out of the truck?
So once he hits us, I'm like, what is going on? And she's like honked, and then he just drives off. The dude, like, it was a stick shift. It's an older truck. Boom, boom, boom. You can see him like rattling it, and then he just pulls off. And I'm like, go, go, go. And then he was gone. Never got the license plate, nothing.
Oh, so nothing happened?
Nothing.
There's no like security camera footage from around there?
If I can pull it from the mall, then yeah. But we pulled off to the side of the road. I looked at the front, and she's got a guard, so there's really no damage.
What happened with your truck? Did you sell that truck?
Still working on it.
You put it up on Craigslist?
Yeah, yeah. People have been looking at it over the past couple weeks. Very serious buyers right now. I've already sifted through all those people who are just kidding around on the emails. Now I'm getting some very solid 3,800 offers, very close to 4,000 offers.
And what year is your truck again?
2005.
It's a 2005 Trailblazer.
Yeah.
And you're looking for how much?
I wanted 5,000 originally. I'm willing to come down. I understand negotiations. I've been around this block for a while, so I'm fine to go down a little bit, but I'm not going to get lowballed. Absolutely not.
Will you take 4?
That's what we're at right now. We're kind of dealing with that.
Will you take 4?
Nah, I want a little bit more than that. Because there's a lot of fees, actually, that I got to kind of pay for. When we end up going and getting, like, the title switched over and stuff, there's some small fees that I'm willing to pay for, but I want to make sure that's covered with the over 4 amount.
Is that a link up to Ray's Craigslist on our website?
Yep.
All right. You want to buy Ray's truck. There you go.
It's there if you want.
It's there, boy. Hey, I'm sorry to hear that about you and your girlfriend. I'm glad you're okay.
We're good. We weren't hurt at all. Luckily, it was a stoplight, and he was only going 5 miles an hour. It could have been a lot worse.
Do you feel bad now that you didn't try to track him down and find his license plate?
I wish.
Well, because he could hit somebody else. I mean, that's the thing.
And the fact that I couldn't remember what it was, 6 numbers, letters on a license plate makes me mad. I just couldn't memorize it fast enough.
Did you think about it? I don't know if I would even thought
I did.
About
I was
it.
Looking at it really quick, and then it was gone, and I was like, what, 22-7V? And it was out.
What if that was it?
Nailed it.
Nailed it, did ya? Yeah, I got a lot of questions here from Instagram. I saw Morgan number 2 was doing on our Bobby Bone Show Instagram. It's story questions from people. I thought it was pretty interesting. Because I wasn't answering him. I was seeing what she had to say. Amy, here's some questions that people asked. Did Amy find out if her son's girlfriend is real? Remember her name was Gladys? Do you know, Amy, if your son's girlfriend is real?
No, still don't know because we went to summer break and Gladys was not enrolled in summer school. So I guess we'll have to find out when we go back in the fall.
I saw a video of Amy's son at the swimming pool jumping in the swimming pool, running as hard as he could and just jumping in the swimming pool, like cannonball style. Laughed so hard. And then I went, is that Abby, Dan's wife from Dan and Shay?
Yeah.
And Amy's like, yeah. And it was Dan shooting the video. So,
wow, her son's hanging out with like country stars.
Amy's son's cooler than we are at this point.
Man. Yeah, he's definitely cooler than we are.
Because you weren't there, Amy, because you were saying like, kids having fun without me.
No, I know. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, wonder what the kids are doing today. Oh.
Just hanging out with, when I taste tequila.
Tomorrow, they're going to Eric Church's house.
Well, how does your son end up hanging out with Dan and Shay?
They were all swimming at the Y. So
Did they go together or they just happen to meet there?
No, they just, it's coincidence. My husband sees Dan and Abby working out there a lot, and then the kids go, but the pool opened for the summer, and a lot of people hang out there. So my husband, you know, it's just, you never really know who you're going to run into, but he had seen them actually at the gym a few hours before, and then back at the pool a couple hours later, so.
Look at that. I also saw on Instagram that Morgan number 2, our digital producer, someone pulled the fire alarm at your apartment complex.
Yeah, at 1:15 in the morning.
Now, was there a fire?
No, our manager or whatever said somebody just pulled it for fun.
Now, that's not fun if you're the one getting it pulled on. I remember being in the dorm, and they'd pull, I'd be so mad. Because I would go to school all day, work all through the night, and get like 4 hours sleep, and I'm going to pull that stupid fire alarm. Now, I bet they thought it was fun.
Yeah, I bet they did too, but it was not fun for the 200 plus people standing outside.
How long were you outside?
Like 50 minutes.
5-0?
Yeah.
Wow.
The alarm was so loud, nobody could go back inside until they shut it off.
So what do you still think is funny after all these years?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
And you can call us, too. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Like, what after 20 years do you still think is funny? Because I can tell you guys, and I waited till after 8:30 to say this, but D's Nuts is so funny to me.
Use that as an example. Like, how does that work?
I'll be like,
work?
Hey, I saw your friend yesterday.
Who?
D's Nuts.
Okay.
And that's, I know I'm 11. I know I'm 11. Last night, I was talking to our photographer friend, Zach Massey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, I saw you were shooting at Kenny Chesney. Did you see Elizabeth? And he was like, who? I said, D's Nuts on
got
text.
Got him.
And I laughed out loud.
On text.
I was alone. And I was doing
can
text.
Can you D's Nuts on text?
It's harder.
Yeah.
But yes, you absolutely can, because I did. Okay, so that's the question. What just juvenile do you still laugh at? And we'll get some of those calls. Morgan number two is talking about the fire alarm being pulled in her apartment complex and how someone just thought it was funny. And, you know, maybe that's still funny to you. I don't think it's funny. I'm an adult man, though. But then I said, you know what's funny to me still is going, D's Nuts. It's so dumb. But I still laugh out loud at it. And so I said, hey, what do you think's funny still? And Laura in Indiana's on. Laura, you're 34. What do you think's funny?
Well, I should preface this by saying I teach a PE class, and I still think it's really funny when people fart in public, like if we're doing a workout and they fart a little bit. It's pretty funny.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm not a big farter.
Like doing it or thinking it's funny?
I don't really think it's that funny.
Oh, I
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I have gas.
Okay.
But awesome. I don't. But I also don't fart on people. That's not my thing.
On people?
Yeah, I mean.
That's not funny.
Farting's just never been my thing. I had my mooning phase.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, from
that's
like
not funny.
Age 10 to 14. But yeah, no. That's now. That's a bad thing.
The back of the school bus? It's not
all,
funny.
All things. Yeah. All places. Kathy in Nashville.
Hi.
What do you think? And how old are you?
I'm 55.
At 55, what do you still think is funny?
I think it's hilarious to scare people, like to jump out from behind a wall or a door and scream out boo and scare them.
You know, I kind of think that's funny too. I'll be for real.
The old boo trick.
Yeah.
Boo.
No.
Yeah, that one never dies. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, thank you. Hey, Alex in Mississippi.
Hey, my name is Alex, and I think ding dong ditching is still pretty funny.
What are you talking about?
It's where you go to the door. It's not a literal ding dong.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I was like, it's after 8. It can be anything.
Yeah,
now.
You knock and run.
Oh, okay.
And then you watch when they open the door. You're like, ah! Yeah, that's fine. Amy, do you have anything?
No, I mean, I still definitely laugh anytime y'all do a D's Nuts joke. Like,
it's so dumb.
I mean, 100% laugh.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I love farting in an elevator. When there's people in an elevator.
No.
Yes. Because if you do it silently and it just smells up the whole elevator, everybody's like, what? It's so funny because inside you're laughing to yourself like, ha, got him.
Eddie?
Oh, I love Twitter hacking. When someone leaves their phone unlocked and you just go to their Twitter and type something that they would never say.
I've done that in a while. Now the face lock, though.
I know.
Some of the newer
phones. It's tricky.
It's tough. I got to like tear off a face or like.
I had a friend of mine go into some girl's phone and then go to her Facebook and like all of her ex-boyfriend's posts.
Oh.
That was funny.
Oh. Morgan number two, you have anything you think's funny still?
Yeah, when you go up behind somebody, you tap them on the shoulder and you kind of try and hide the other way.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, Meemaw.
You're like 2 years old.
That's actually funny.
She's like, when you take the slinky and you make it run down the stairs, I laugh so. Wow, look at you.
Tickle, tickle.
Tickling.
I love tickling people. That's funny.
How weird is tickling? That it makes us laugh so much, but we hate it.
What? When
so
is that?
Weird.
Bobby, why did you have to tickle me one time for a few minutes?
You were naughty.
Okay. I think we have that video still. That's a weird video.
No, really. Why?
I don't know. I think you lost a bet. And so Amy had to get tickled for like a minute straight, which is torture. So
torture.
Someone held her feet. Someone held her hands.
And I was restrained.
Yeah, so I had to tickle her for 60 seconds, and it was like you were like poking her with a brand.
Yeah, that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's good. Mike
Intense.
D, do you have anything? Here's this guy over here, Mike D. What do you have?
That probably couldn't happen anymore.
Anything, Mike D? Magic Mike, Quiet Mike, that you think's funny still?
I still think it's funny when you unscrew like the top of like a salt shaker.
Oh, that's mean, dude. That's mean. And then they put all over their food. That's the worst.
That's so wrong.
Lunchbox and I used to do that.
Yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
talking about things as adults you still think's funny. It's pretty juvenile. Hey, Crystal in Tennessee.
Hi, yes.
You're 28 years old.
I am.
But you still laugh at what?
Okay, it's pretty embarrassing to say, but whenever you're at work and they're training you and stuff and they mention, like, duties, like, 900 times, and you're just like, all right, I'm not going to laugh at duties.
All right, see, we're all idiots at heart, so.
That's good stuff right there.
Right? Crystal, thank you for the call. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. There you go. Over to Amy, who's got her pile of stories. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So heads up this summer, if you're trying to enjoy a beer or something that you might squeeze lime into when you're outside in the sun, you could give yourself an itchy, painful, blistering rash.
How?
Okay, so when lime, your skin, and sun, all of those things go together, the sun causes like this rash thing to happen on your skin. Now, not this doesn't happen to everybody, but if you have this going on, that is why, and you need to squeeze limes inside.
Oh, man. Oh, because I usually just squeeze it all over my chest first.
Yeah, and then rub it.
Yeah, and then rub it in.
No. No, but apparently this is a thing. People are just, you know, kicking back, trying to have their Corona with lime. And
you just took them out of business,
getting
Amy.
Getting on them. All right. What else you got over there, Amy?
My tip is do it inside and then wash your hands and then go outside. Now, speaking of drinking, wine is something people sometimes try to use to impress, and maybe if you're cooking a meal and you don't know what wine to put with what, you can simply just ask Alexa and she'll know.
Oh.
It's Alexa's skill wine finder, and she can even tell you what kind of wine will go best with a hot dog.
Wow, I get so annoyed. Let me tell you, whenever I'm watching Netflix or even TV and someone talks to Alexa on TV or Netflix, it sets off my Alexa, and it's just a whole thing. That's a whole I don't like it. Back in the day, if I would hear a siren in a song, that would annoy me. Now, if someone talks to Alexa on Netflix or TV, I'm like, stop.
Oh, man.
You know at this point not to do that. So, if that bother anybody else, or am I just the only one?
No, just you.
Okay, all right. Next up, Anne.
But if we talk about stories with her name real quick, does it set it off?
I don't think so.
Okay. I didn't want to annoy
people
out there.
There are people right now talking to Alexa, like, yeah. So mad at you.
Okay, so home improvements really aren't projects that are done for yourself. It's definitely to impress others. So we're still trying to keep up with the Joneses. So if you're trying to improve something at your house, you're spending a bunch of money just to impress other people.
Especially, listen, here's the thing about the Joneses,
oh,
right?
Boy.
The Joneses, they just moved here from out of town.
Right. You just don't try so hard to impress them.
Yeah. Impress them even.
The Joneses. They're the new Joneses.
A new car even.
Impressing the Joneses even.
And the Smiths even.
That was good,
How
Amy.
Rude. But next time you think about something you want to do at your house, make sure you're doing it for yourself.
That's right. Not the don't. All right, Amy. Thank you. You good?
Jess.
Okay, the Bobby Bones Show. I'm going to wrap this up. Amy is in Austin. She's at the hospital with her dad. And so you're going back to the hospital right now or what?
Yep. Every day. Well, that's pretty much my schedule this week. Work with you guys, which is awesome, and then go sit up there with him.
I asked Amy, I said, hey, what can I do? Like, I don't know, don't even come to work. And she's like, I don't want to come to work. I said, okay, what can I do to help you? She's like, just make me laugh.
Yeah, the few hours I'm with you guys, just laugh and have a good time, be a good distraction, and then I'll go back to reality.
Yeah, kind of polar opposites there, huh?
But sometimes my dad makes me laugh, too.
He went in, they said he's only been a few days for this cancer surgery. Now he's been there almost 3 weeks, and he's still in ICU.
Yeah.
So,
like,
yeah.
We're like, ICU, a lot of people are in and out of there in like a day. I feel like I, just as soon as I'm sort of getting to know or maybe see what another patient's up to, then, you know, they get out. And I'm like, oh, sweet. And then I think some of the nurses are like, okay, yeah, Cliff's still here.
It's like a table that won't leave at a restaurant when I used to wait tables. I was like, guys, I need you to move lunch so I can use this table. Like, I guess
we got transferred from room 8 to room 1 because it's bigger. Mm. Because we have so many people that come by, which is amazing. But yeah, now it's like we can really make ourselves at home.
If you're bored today, go to BobbyBones.com. Morgan number 2, what's over at BobbyBones.com today?
The video of Blake Shelton falling on stage and how you can get earrings that double as headphones.
How you can get earrings that you turn upside down and they play music, which is a pretty novel concept. I have a dinner tonight at 6 o'clock. It's my fourth dinner in
8 days.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, right. Eddie, for being the lone clapper.
Okay.
Friday, no, I just buddy. Think it's awesome you track it.
Well, listen, I don't ever go out. And last week I had 3 dinners in the same week. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to live my life. But yeah, I have dinner with a friend tonight. So I'll probably come in. You know when that rode hard and put up wet? Tomorrow?
Yes.
Party all night.
A little tired.
Yeah, go down to Tootsie's afterward.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Get some dancing on. None of that's happening.
Oh.
But it's him and his girlfriend and then me. So I'm that kickstand, as I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the third
wheel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you guys have a nice day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.